Hi, welcome to one of our Expert Insights discussions. Today we're joined by Eric Munoz of UserGuest, one of our expert partners. In this discussion, Eric introduces us to RMA, Rev Marketing Automation. What is it? Why is it important? How it can bring together the revenue and marketing teams? And what problem does it solve? Really hope you enjoy the conversation. Let's get started. Hi, Eric. Thanks for joining us again today. How are things for you? You well?
Fine. Thanks, Trevor. Yes. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, very good indeed. So we got you on here today because UserGuest has launched a new concept called RMA. So another acronym for the industry. So tell us, what does RMA stand for?
Yes, RMA stands for Rev Marketing Automation.
Rev Marketing Automation. Okay. So where is it? Let's talk about where this has come from and what it's all about. So how did the idea emerge, and what is Rev Marketing Automation?
Yeah, so if you consider marketing automation being the automation of campaigns and management of guest profiles, but applying revenue strategy to combine revenue and marketing together in an automated sense, mm-hmm. it really starts or originates from one of the main marketing assets that a hotel has, and that's the website. Mm-hmm. The hotel's website, whether it's a big chain or an independent hotel, in a lot of cases is like a digital brochure.
Yep.
Websites are primarily static. And if you consider revenue management, is the opposite of static. Revenue management is really about dynamic decisions, dynamic pricing, dynamic controls, for example, applying that dynamism towards the hotel website in an intelligent, thoughtful, strategic way is really what RMA is all about.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, you spoke there about revenue management, and you spoke about marketing. So there's been a lot of discussions gone on about the evolution and the coming together of those two. So are you saying that RMA is an extension of these two roles merging into one?
Not merging into one. Every property has a different infrastructure or has different resources, different people responsible for different parts of the business. Mm-hmm. Hotels have revenue managers, and in some cases they also have marketing or digital marketing people. And sometimes they also have dedicated e-commerce or e-distribution people. And in many, many, many instances, you have a hotelier who's responsible for everything.
Yeah.
And when check-in's busy or check-out's busy, they're also helping on the front desk. So RMA, Rev Marketing Automation, isn't seeking or doesn't replace or displace anybody, but rather it extends the capabilities of people or a person who's already responsible for one or more of those areas. So a revenue manager, for example, who is responsible for distributing those prices and also any kind of e-commerce or marketing activities, they'll be a lot more productive and efficient with this type of tool, with RMA, because they'll be able to apply their revenue strategy across all different platforms, not just their property management system or their booking engine or their, let's say, CRS channel manager, but also their hotel website. Equally, if there's no revenue manager in place, but the hotelier or the main person responsible, let's say, for marketing and pricing is a e-commerce or e-marketing type of person, they'll be more empowered because they'll have revenue tools. Mm-hmm. So it's bringing revenue capabilities to the marketing team and marketing capabilities to the revenue team.
I've got you. So it's technology is enhancing what can be done rather than being used to replace a human asset, which sometimes it has been done in the past.
Exactly. It's a little bit like when online distribution started to boom. I'm talking 15 years ago or before, and you had hotels that would be feverishly going into each of the OTAs to update prices and availability. And hey presto, channel management type of products came onto the market. Didn't replace anybody, but they basically automated that inventory and pricing to be pushed up to the OTAs and then reservations to be delivered. So that was seen as quite evolutionary at the time. And I guess we could say the same thing now with RMA.
What you're saying there, this taking your revenue management strategies and moving them in a way forward to the front, into the way you mentioned the website piece being more than just a brochure. So it sounds as if there has historically been that missing link between those two functions. Did I understand that correctly?
Yeah, absolutely. We do go to hotel websites in our personal lives and just as a matter of business almost daily. And I think it's fairly safe and accurate to say that most hotel websites are very static. They're static in nature, but they are obviously optimized to be as informative and, let's say, relevant to different types of users as possible. But they're static. Now, the data that we work with, and there'll be different examples where the traffic variability in terms of people visiting the website who then go into the booking engine, that metric may vary, but the data we have says that 4 out of 5 people who visit a hotel website never actually get from the website into the hotel booking engine. So only 1 in 5 get from the website to the booking engine. That's another way of looking at exactly what RMA is about. RMA is about making sure that people don't just visit your website, look at your pictures and read your descriptions and then disappear. RMA is about getting people with the right incentive, the right offer, the right type of engagement into the booking engine. So how does
it do that then? I mean, how?
Yeah. So each of your website visitors have, let's say, something in common. They are there to understand more about your property, but when they may be looking to book or when they may be looking to stay will vary. And again, coming back to data, the data is what we really work with on your website and the data from your booking engine in terms of what converts from people who actually do make a booking. And we look at, let's use the UK as an example. If you're a hotel in the UK and you have somebody visiting your website who's also from the UK, the data shows that the booking window is far less than somebody from New Zealand or Australia, for example. So they're two very extreme examples. Yeah. But they paint the picture whereby understanding that different booking behavior or booking intent can be leveraged with the right kind of incentive, all of a sudden, the hotel can set up a strategy that's relevant to local visitors who have a shorter booking window. And it may coincide with dates, let's say last minute dates, where a hotel is looking to drive more business. And equally, if we look at the other example where the person has a booking profile or booking behavior with a much longer booking window, they're having the right offer or the right incentive that meets up with that visitor's profile gives you a much higher likelihood of not only engaging with that guest, but converting them into a booking. So we're talking about very logical, very practical decisions based on data that any hotelier would be following if we took away the website and we had a conversation. Maybe it's an email discussion or a telephone conversation where somebody's calling the property and say, I'm thinking of visiting you in June. That's just in a few days' time. And a good hotel salesperson, a good hotel revenue manager might say, do you have specific dates in mind or are you flexible? Well, it's a weekend booking, but it could be next weekend or 2 or 3 weekends time. Right. Well, if you can choose this particular date, I recommend this particular package. You have an upgrade subject to availability, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So all of those normal sales techniques where you're looking to find the best solution for the guest that also matches the best outcome for the hotel in terms of dates and room types that are on need dates, those dates where the hotel really wants to sell those higher category of rooms, RMA is just automating that process that happens today.
Well, I just want to pick up on that because everything that you've outlined there seemed very natural. And I understand that point, having tried to book on hotels and wanting to ask so many questions and being left with very limited information. But if we're back to your explanation of how hotels can be set up. So I may have a separate revenue function. I may have a separate marketing function. And they may be talking together to some degree, but maybe not. I may not have dedicated function. I could just be me as the GM or someone else in my team. So all of that sounds like a great thing to move towards, but it sounds like quite a bit of time where I've either got to get teams working together or I've got to find time in my busy schedule to put this in place. I mean, surely that's going to be prohibitive in some ways.
Yeah, you'd think so, but it's actually not the case. But it's a good question because it sounds like quite advanced techniques are in play, like as you described. But if you look at any hotel website and the booking engine, 9 out of 10, maybe even more, 19 out of 20 hotel websites and booking engines have promotions or specials or packages already today, which are invisible to guests, especially if we look at 4 out of 5 people don't actually get into the booking engine. They're completely invisible to those sort of visitors. But if you look at the booking engine, you almost always have an early bird or an advanced purchase kind of promotion. You might have a stay 3, pay 2. You might have a special package or promotion around higher room type categories, et cetera, et cetera. So as part of the onboarding process, our specialists will look at the existing booking engine prices and offers, create those in the platform, along with the most commonly used incentives or notifications. And we're not always talking about discounting, but it could be value add. The incentive might be early check-in, late check-out, upgrades subject to availability, etc., or a free welcome drink on arrival, but only to our Instagram followers, for example. So you can be quite targeted and specific about these offers, but it's the equivalent of just typing a couple of lines in a spreadsheet in terms of what we're actually setting up. What actually goes into effect, what the actual result is amazing, but the setup and the onboarding is quite simple.
So in terms of, it's interesting to look at how you guys are, in a sense, using technology to push the boundaries between bringing together the revenue, the marketing, and I guess making the website more dynamic than just static, as you were saying before. So in the challenge that there has always been, or the argument that's rolled for goodness knows, you and I would have heard the conversation so many times about the OTAs, we're having to pay them so much money and we want to get them more direct bookings. How do you see this innovation and bringing this technology to actually enabling hotels to get control over their direct channels?
Yeah, it's an important question because no matter how interesting technology may sound, I think it has to come down to the return on investment. Mm-hmm. And without a compelling ROI, I think most hoteliers would be skeptical. So the whole commercial terms need to make sense. So each hotelier listening here today will have different types of existing website performance or booking engine performance today. The data that we have when we aggregate that data, the typical uplift or the average uplift in direct website revenue is 30%. Mm. So we have smaller properties who are obviously operating from a much lower base that have had increases of 70%. But again, that's relevant towards a lower base. We have some properties with lower increases, but the average across the board is a 30% uplift in revenue. Now, when you couple that with an ability to test or trial at no commitment or no price to set things up, that I think is a best way for hoteliers to not just dip the toe in the water, but to get up and running without any risk or perceived risk there around things not working the way they wanted to or having signed their life away towards a solution that's not fitting their needs. So it always comes down to a strong ROI, but also the service and the ability to maintain a solution. So as you asked before about this sounds very, very complicated. The reality is we're up and running in 30 minutes in most situations, in most properties. Okay. And then before we realize it, the trial period is elapsed and the hotels are up and running and continue operating. So yeah, it's incredibly simple to operate.
Very interesting. Intriguing to hear about RMA. I know we're going to be doing some further discussions with you guys to dig a little bit deeper into it. But thanks for taking the time to at least just help us understand rev marketing automation, RMA, where does it sit, and look forward to following up with you guys in the future and having more discussions on it. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Trevor. Cheers.
Take care. Well, I hope that conversation was of interest, and thanks again to Eric for joining us. If you have any thoughts or views on this discussion, please feel free to reach out. You can reach us via our social channels, or you can email us via insights@revenue-hub.com. If you like what we're producing, please do subscribe through the podcast channel you're listening to. And if you want to see the interview, you can find it on the Revenue Hub YouTube channel, and the link is in the podcast notes. Anyway, until next time, thanks for listening.